Yo, what is going on, podcast crew? It is great to be here. I hope you guys are doing great. I hope you guys are accepting more of who you are. You're learning more about yourself through these hard times. And I say hard times because we all are going through things. Everyone's going through something. No matter what you might think someone else is not going through, everyone has their thing that they're going through. And there's this kind of mentality that, we're gonna get through this. I need to be happy all the time. And it's okay to be down. It's okay to have down days. It's okay to feel a little bit unmotivated sometimes. Lately, I've been feeling a lot of ups and downs with my emotion, which is very rare for me. And I kind of made it because I just kind of blocked that kind of stuff. I wanted to always be in that happy mode, when that's not true, because happy is only really happy because sad exists. So I've been going through these ups and downs. Like, last like 3 days have been like pretty crazy for me. And I think that when you're doing this, and it's like, just because you're sad, just because you're not feeling great, just because you're still powerful, you're still just as powerful as you are. This actually wasn't even what the episode was about, but I felt like I had to let you guys know that. And you'll see an upcoming vlog that'll be on YouTube probably today or tomorrow. Very similar things, going just up and down, but we're still so powerful. And I want to commend you guys who are staying strong throughout this whole year, throughout this last few years, everything, that it doesn't go unnoticed by the right people. And you staying strong through what you're going through right now will put you in a place when you come out the other side where you'll be noticed by the right people. You'll matter to the right people. And this is just, I guess this is a pre-rant to what today's episode is about. So I'm kind of relaxing. I don't know if you guys can tell in my voice. I'm in a place called Ubud, which is in Bali. This is more of the, if you picture Canggu, which is in Bali as well, this is all the tourists. It's a lot busy, the beach. Ubud is more of the chill place. Ubud, Ubud, is in the jungle. It's nature. It's a lot of people practicing yoga, spirituality, and it kind of has that vibe while you're here, and I'm picking up on that energy myself right now as I'm making this. And usually I'm very like, hey, let's go do this. But the energy here is so quiet, so peaceful. I'd highly recommend you guys check out my Instagram, where I'm sharing a lot more, where you'll understand and see more of where I am. You're like, okay. So this is just so you know. But what I wanted to talk about today is, what if you let happiness be your guide? What if you let happiness be your North Star? If you let happiness be your serotonin, let it be well, happiness is serotonin, technically. You guys have seen all the t-shirts I wear. And understand that this chemical, let this be something that really motivates you and drives you and helps you make your decisions. Let it be your lighthouse, happiness. Like, we're not taught about it. We're not taught how to be happy. It's something we have to figure out on our own. And most of the time, we don't look at it as like, well, I don't know if I'm happy, but I'm not sad. But what if you let your decisions that you made be like, will this lead me to being happy? Because that, not saying that, well, this is this a happy decision? Because a lot of decisions that make you happy are very tough. Sometimes what might make you happy is really just leaving your job and going to a job that you love. But that's a difficult choice and difficult decision to have to be made. But with the ultimate goal of happiness in mind, it makes it more bearable. What if you let happiness be the thing that really dictates the people you hang around, where you put your energy, what you spend your money on? What if you let happiness be that guide and you really think, does this make me happy? Before you spend that big purchase on this, whatever it is, a pair of shoes, a car, a gadget, whatever it is, will this bring me happiness? And more importantly, as an investment, will this make me more happy the more that I use this? Because when you look at it like that, it really changes the way you look at things. It changes the way that you go about your day. It changes the decisions that you make, is when you use happiness as that guiding star. One of my two guiding stars that I have is, will this make me happy? Number one. And number two, is this going to be fun? These are two things that I really look at as, huh, is this the direction that I want to go? Russell Branson, he uses, I think it's his name. Russell Branson, I get it confused. The owner, the billionaire owner of, who has Nectar Island, he says the question he asks before he makes any business decision, the question that he asks is this going to be fun? Because so many times we go through this thought process of, well, is this going to be the, is this going to, will this make me happy? Or is this going to, we don't even ask that question. Because if you ask that question, like, is this, it, will this lead to happiness? Will this lead to me being happy? A lot of times the things we do actually won't. So when you have that as like your guiding light, your star, your lighthouse of happiness, that redirects every decision that you make. That allows you to have the hard decisions with people because you're like, in the end, this will lead to us being happy. Having this tough conversation with you will lead to us both being happy. This is a worthy conversation to have. This is something that we need to speak about. And I think a lot of times it gets lost. We get lost in happiness. Happiness gets thrown out the window because it's about an objective. It's about getting that next job. It's about getting that promotion. It's about getting that raise. Then it's about after that, then it's about chasing this whatever it is, this retirement, looking forward to that. And then it's like, what about making you happy? What if about happiness was involved in each step? What if you involved happiness in each decision that you made? What if you involved happiness in the people you hung around who made you more happy? And not only that, because once you get to that point, now it's like, what do I have to do that will give me the longest drip of serotonin in my brain? What gives me the longest lasting happiness? I could go out and party, I could go out and drink, I could go out and have a fun night, but how long would that happiness last? The night, then the morning you pay for it, you're a little bit more tired, you can't really go out. So that is that really the best thing? Sometimes maybe yes. Investing in that new toy or that new computer, does that bring you happiness? Maybe. If you're going to use this to build a business that you love, then absolutely it's worth it. So you see how reframing your mind a lot around a lot of things about happiness, that can really change the way you look at everything. So using happiness as your guiding light, your North Star, your lighthouse, in every decision that you make until it just starts to work unconsciously, and you realize that this is not going to make me happy. This is not a good choice to bring happiness if I want it in the future. This is not a good investment. This McDonald's meal isn't a good investment to do every day if I want to be healthy. And if I'm healthy, I can do more, which means I'll be happy. So then there you go. Now you've justified why you shouldn't have it. And then it becomes unconscious. You don't have to think about it. You don't have to play that story out in your mind every time. Like, wait a minute, what do I want? Is this getting you closer to happiness or farther away from it at the end of the day? And that's my challenge to you. I hope you guys are feeling better. You're feeling happy. You're embracing the roller coaster of a ride 2020 has been. And on that note, I just want to say on a disclaimer, or not a disclaimer, but on a side note, Side Hustle Magic is happening in about 5 days. Happening in 5 days. Side Hustle Magic, check it out. It's under every description of every YouTube video that I've done lately. It's in the Instagram. I won't get onto it too much here in the podcast, but it'll essentially be me teaching you guys live every day for 4 days, or for 3 days for most people who sign up. So far, everyone's only brought the bigger ticket for the 4 day, but teaching you guys everything that I've learned about building something that I love. And maybe I'll make a separate podcast about it. I don't know. But it's everything that I've learned. Everything that I've learned on this journey that so many of you guys have been around and been a part of, from how do I like this? Do I love this? Can I keep doing this? Why I do it? How to set up the ways to make an income from it? Not teaching how to make $1 million with it. Teaching you how to have $1 million to be teach you to be have the capacity to receive it. Having different ways, options available. So we'll go into all of that. And I'm super excited for it. I really, really look forward to everyone who's there. Some of you guys are already signed up for it. It's happening on the 20th. I highly recommend you get in before the 19th because something special is happening on the 19th in there in the group. And yes, I hope you guys will enjoy. Just want to touch briefly on that. But guys, let happiness be your guiding star, your guiding light, your lighthouse, your beacon in the distance. And please remember this no matter what, with every decision that you make. And this is Luke. Luke Life Charms, over and out.